Chapter 10. Thief. Miles could not find his young friend. He looked everywhere, but Edward was gone. In fact, he was with John Canty. Earlier that morning, John Canty was waiting outside Miles's room. He saw Miles leave the room and go to the market. Then he paid a boy to lie to Edward.
Miles Hendon is hurt. He is far away and he needs your help,
the boy said to Edward.
Take me to him,
Edward replied. They walked to a forest far from London Bridge. Suddenly, John Canty jumped out. Edward tried to run away, but John Canty ran faster. He caught him and he carried him into a barn. There were lots of men in the barn and they were sitting around a fire. They were all big and dirty and very noisy. Edward was frightened. He shouted for help, but Miles was not there. Edward said to John Canty,
"You are not my father. I am the king."
"You are mad, but you must be quiet," replied John Canty. "I killed Father Andrew, and now I am hiding. Where are your mother and your sisters?"
"My mother is dead, and my sisters are in the palace," said Edward.
"Sit down over there," said John Canty angrily.
He made Edward sit in the corner, and he sat with the group of men. The men were telling stories about their lives.
"I was a farmer," said one of the men. "I had a big farm, a beautiful wife, and three children. I was very happy. Now things are very different. Now I haven't got a farm or a family any more."
"What happened?"
asked another man. Edward listened to the farmer telling his story. He felt sad for him. His life was very hard.
"My wife was a nurse, and she helped sick people. One day, someone said she was a witch. A judge sent her to prison, and he took my farm. My wife died in prison," said the farmer.
"What happened to your children?"
someone asked.
"Well, after I lost my farm, we had to beg for food and money. We were so hungry, I stole food for my children. I was caught and sent to prison. When I got out of prison, I found my children were dead. There wasn't enough food for them," the farmer went on.
Suddenly, Edward jumped up and shouted,
"I will make sure you get your farm back."
The men were all very surprised.
"How can you help me?" asked the farmer. "You're only John Canty's son."
"I am not John Canty's son,"
said Edward angrily.
"I am Henry the VIII's son. I am Edward, King of England."
Now the men were even more surprised.
"I'm sorry, my friends, but my son is mad," said John Canty.
He pushed Edward into a little room and close the door. Edward sat in there for hours, listening to the stories. Some of them were sad stories, like the farmers. Other stories were about stealing money. It was late when Edward fell asleep. The next morning, John Canty woke Edward up.
"Come on!"
he shouted.
"We're going to steal things!"
Edward did not want to steal things, but there was nothing he could do. They walked to a village, and John Canty looked for something to steal. Edward was hoping he could run away. John Canty saw a woman carrying a big bag. He wanted that big bag. He walked behind her and took it. He began to run away.
"Stop, thief!"
shouted the woman. John Canty did not want to go to prison. Very quickly, he put the bag in Edward's hands. Then he ran away.
"There's the thief!"
the woman cried out.
"That boy there, he has got my bag." "No, it wasn't me, you stupid woman,"
shouted Edward.
"I didn't steal the bag."
"Yes, you did,"
she said.
"Look, it's in your hands now."
A lot of people were watching and shouting at Edward. He did not know what to do. He was the King of England, not a thief.
"Don't worry, my boy."
Edward looked round and saw his friend Miles.
"Miles!"
he shouted across the people.
"I need help."
"I will help you,"
said Miles. An officer arrived and took Edward to a judge. The woman and Miles went too. The judge opened the bag and looked inside it. He was suddenly very serious.
"There is a chicken in this bag," said the judge.
"What's the problem?"
said Edward.
"It's only a chicken."
"Stealing an animal is a very serious crime," replied the judge. "You must go to prison for a long time."
Edward was very frightened. He should be in the palace, not in a prison. What could he do? He turned to Miles for help. But Miles was talking quietly to the woman.
"Do you want to get a poor boy into trouble?" Miles whispered to the woman. "He is only young, and he will go to prison for a long time."
"I've got a son the same age as this boy," she said. "I don't want him to go to prison."
She was worried.
"Stop!"
she shouted to the judge.
"Please stop! It is only an old chicken. Please, let the boy go."
"This boy is a thief," said the judge. "He must go to prison."
"I'm sorry, sir," begged the woman. "It was a mistake. I don't want the boy to go to prison."
The judge thought for a moment. He turned to Miles and the woman and said,
"Give the chicken to me, and this boy won't go to prison."
The woman was angry, but she had to give her chicken to the judge.
"Very well," he said to Edward. "You are free. But don't steal again."